Are you a good chess player?
I used to play in high school and some in college. But
did you really?
Yeah, but I haven't played in many, many, many years.
Not me. I'm not a really good chess player, that's for sure. I learned how to play the game early. But with us this morning, we have Dylan Cardiff, who is going to be heading up the Chess Fest, which will be here very soon. Welcome. Nice to have you here.
Yeah. Good morning, Chris. Thank you for having me this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's warming up out there. The tulips are blooming, so it means it's time for Chess Fest.
Yes, it is.
So
now,
with all the construction at the schools, we had to kind of shuffle things around a little bit, and Chess Fest 2024 will be May 4th, Saturday. So we're looking forward to it. We got lots of kids pre-registering already. So we're hoping to hit the 100 mark with at least 100 kids coming out to the middle school this year. So
okay.
The middle school is one of the only schools not under construction. So we're kind of moving things around this year. We're going to give that location a try. We think it's going to work out really well for us this year.
So what's the most you've had as far as kids so far?
So pre-COVID, we were running about 150, and that put us about the second largest chess tournament in the state of Nebraska. So with our other events throughout the year have been increasing, so we're really hoping we hit that 100 mark or above this year.
Yeah, that's a lot of kids.
Yeah.
That's good, though. It's a great game, and just good to see kids actually learning it, right?
Yep. Get them out there, learn some reasoning skills. It's actually really good for them. They get to compete face-to-face against other kids instead of over the Xbox or PlayStation,
yeah,
where they're not really playing together. So that's one of the great benefits about the game of chess. And that's why we do this as a nonprofit. We want to teach these kids in our community these type of skills so that they can use them later in life.
Are there different age groups then?
This event is pretty much open for anybody high school or younger. So we actually have some kindergarten kids, some first and second graders that their parents are teaching them some chess moves. So we usually have about a half dozen of those kids show up.
Wow. You have any Queen's Gambit kids out there that are like genius chess players?
We do. However, our event is a non-rated tournament. So we really encourage this as a no stress event for kids to play in a tournament fashion. But yes, we do get quite a few kids from the Omaha Metro outlying areas. We have quite a few here in Fremont as well that are pretty darn good. They can beat me hands down anytime I play them. So
what time will you start on the 4th?
So doors will open at 8:30 in the morning, and then play begins about 9 o'clock. So, this is a deal out there, folks. If you can hear me and you don't have anything going on May the 4th, for only $5, every entrant gets a free backpack. So we got a special themed backpack this year since it's May the 4th. We have copyright issues, so we can't legally say that it's going to be a May the 4th be with you event. But mm-hmm. If you want to come dressed up as your favorite character, you can do that.
That's cool. Yeah.
So every kid also gets a free lunch. So every kid gets a trophy or a medal, depending on how they place. Everybody gets tons of free prizes at the end of it as well. And then every kid gets a raffle prize ticket. We have, they'll be registered for one of 10 large raffle prizes, including some really cool chess sets that we got.
Huh.
And that's all for $5 if you pre-register. It's $7 at the door if you show up the day of.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Let's see. So how many, is it a match, I guess, is what you call it,
yep.
Right? How many matches will every kid get? Two, maybe?
So we do round-robin format. So we try to keep them about 4 to 6 players per table. So you're going to get 4 to 6 matches at our event.
And I imagine there's a time limit on each match?
Yep. If they go a little bit long, some kids like strategy. If they do that, we usually bust out the clocks and put a little time element to it. That usually gets them to wrap up pretty quickly.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you use the clocks?
Typically, no.
No?
But it's kind of like a formatting thing. If they're kind of delaying, then we kind of bring out that clock and mm-hmm. kind of force them to move a little bit yeah. quicker. But usually we wrap up about 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. I did want to announce one thing real quick. We got a brand new partnership coming up with Keene Memorial Library. We're about ready to start a library chess club. That first one will be May 25th. We're going to do that from 10 to 11 a.m. every second and fourth Saturday going forward. So all those kiddos out there, whether you're homeschooled or you go to an elementary school that doesn't have a chess club, come hang out with us at the library and we'll teach you some chess skills.
That's good. It's good use of the space too. Yeah, that'll be good. How do they get a hold of you if someone has questions?
So we have a Facebook page. Check us out. Fremont Chess Fest.
Okay. All right. Dylan Cardiff, we appreciate you taking time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, I hope you get well over 100. Would be nice to. Would you be able to handle 200?
Oh, yeah. We'll take as many as we can. We'll get them in there. We'll play a bunch of chess. Everybody will have a great time.
Good deal. Well, thank you. Thanks for stopping in this morning. And we'll, of course, continue to promote it as it comes up, not this weekend, but the next weekend here in Fremont.